To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, that was Tua. Don't take too many of those hits to the head, man, on that late slide last night. And the good news is he did jump up, but I don't know.
Did he hit us with nutrition?
By the way, he did hit us with nutrition on concussions. I was like, okay.
I know what he's eating.
I don't know, but if there's a neurologist that's got a new program out, there are going to be a lot of guys on it playing the NFL.
Yeah. What, is he eating a power bar before he goes out there?
Oh, man, for sure. Hey, we say good morning to everybody just joining us and just getting up this morning, and we'll get into everything. 27-21, Dolphins get their first win on to Carolina on Saturday for a Sunday game at 1 o'clock, and trying to get two wins here in 6 days and try to make up for the slow start in the season. Losing Tyreek is a tough one. It just is. Look, it's not a deep team, and anybody tells you somebody's going to fill in for Tyreek and be Tyreek is full of shit. So that's not going to happen, just so you know. Now, saying
they
that,
won. You weren't supposed to do that today.
No. So I'm just letting you know, but, and a big but, Mike did a great job last night with this offense. And it's has nothing in common with the offense from a couple years ago. We're done, but a little bit more like we saw last year, the short passes, getting two outside the pocket on the bootlegs and freeing up with some of the schemes of stuff off their play action and the movement of offense alignment and all the motion and, it just really sets guys up, and it freed a lot of guys up that were open last night for Tua to get on the ball. Again, 17 of 25, 177 yards and two touchdowns. It was clean. There was no turnovers, and so that was the good part. I thought Mike's play calling was the best it's been with this group. And I tell you what he did also right off the bat for the first time, folks, and I don't know if you pay attention to it. We do. And that is, they won the toss and they took the ball. I can't tell you last time. Now, they had the ball first because the other team has deferred till the second half and made the Dolphins take the ball to start the game. But they won the toss last night and they said, you know what? We're going to take it. I loved it. That meant like, hey, we like what we can do against this Jets. Let's go down and get some points. It went down and got three and then got the big play. One of the most demoralizing plays is to march down the field on your opening drive. And I mean, march down. We're running the ball between the tackles. There's nothing you can do about it. 5, 10, 6, 8. I mean, just bang, 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 bang down the field and going in to score and fumble and lose the ball. You just had a long drive of physical football. Coaches love to be able to just like, we're going to run. It's a Mario Cristobal special. We're going to run it down your throat. There's nothing you can do about it. and you don't get any points. And not only do you not gain points, but the Dolphins' offense takes it the other way, 96 yards, and they score to make it a 10-0 game. I thought that was the difference in the whole game. And I know it got, you know, a little closer at times during different parts of the game, but I thought that us getting a takeaway, and by the way, the great thing about takeaways, all those stats mean nothing when you turn the ball over. They mean nothing. 90 yards of stats, 20 yards of stats, some spectacular catch, 50-yard catch. If you turn it over, they might as well be wiped out. You might as well erase them because they really don't exist except fantasy football. They have, and last night, and by the way, they come out in second half, get the opening kickoff, and Cam Good puts a big hit, forces a fumble, and the Dolphins, instead of the Jets having a chance to tie it up to start the second half, special teams gets a takeaway on a short field for the Miami Dolphins again. And just another huge play in that game that hasn't been happening and happened last night. If there were two plays, those would be it for me. The fumble it's demoralized. You get 0 points. 0 points. After all those yards and time of possession and nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for it. And then the Dolphins march it right down the other field. And instead of being up 7-3, you're down 10-0 in that game. Second half, same thing. All right. You're going, wow, I can't believe this game is where it is. It shouldn't be here. I mean, we did everything right, and they're only down one score, and they get the ball to start the second half, and they fumble, and you get great field position. So a lot of good things, and those are two plays for me last night that were big. I got to tell you, one of the biggest surprises in all the years, and I had no idea what to expect, like most people, unless, you know, somebody's going to lie about it today. Darren Waller looked really good for a guy 33 years old that hasn't played football in a long time and has missed two camps, two complete camps, one from retirement, and the second one, they brought him back real slowly, and I'm guessing he had some injuries he was dealing with. But last night, he looked quick. He looked sharp. I saw no signs of rust. He's athletic, obviously. And having a target that's 6'6", and as you see the body, it's a long 6'6 guy. Throwing the ball up to him in the back of the end zone. I mean, I get red zone. I mean, this guy gives you something you just haven't had in the red zone. You don't get from the other tight ends. It's not a shot, but you get from this guy. And he didn't play. He didn't play like a guy. You know, I don't know how many guys could do that. Take that much time off. Usually get out of shape, you gain weight. This guy looks like he stayed in shape and just took some extra time off, but no signs of rust whatsoever.
It's an incredible story, right? I mean,
I just didn't
like
see
people.
It,
you know, some guy just texted in, you owe him an apology or whatever. And it's like, no, well, you were kind of led to believe that this wasn't going to happen.
First of all, kiss my ass. I don't know.
Relax.
Yeah. I don't know anybody.
I mean,
apology.
Like, you know.
I truly don't when a guy didn't play the first three games that I owe somebody an apology.
They led you. Look, the guy didn't go through camp. Mike came out and was like, he may play, he may not play. It seemed like an unusual signing. It's a nice story. He went out and played well.
We've had.
Like, it's definitely a good story, and you're obviously going to need more guys to step up on offense.
We've had way too many of those guys that haven't worked out.
Yeah, you had Odell, man. You had Odell on the mind, and that's okay.
And like, no. We've had some receivers and a cornerback. We've had some.
Did the other guy Fuller, right? Who didn't play? Didn't pay. We don't have to go down that list today.
No. He dove in the end zone against Las Vegas. We never saw him again. By the way, so anyway, it's a great story. The Darren Waller. Before we get into, you know, you need to apologize or you know, there.
I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm not apologizing for.
I know.
I'm not apologizing for my comments on Tua, or Darren Waller, or anybody else. Or when it's good, it's good, and you say it. And when it's not,
you don't need to apologize. Look, it could be a nice story, and I think everything that you said about Tua remains accurate to this day. He did not do anything last night out of the ordinary. I you know, he made some throws, but again, like when he starts running and he gets those happy feet, it's just, it's concerning. And it was also concerning. He was dumb enough to take a hit square to the head like that. Like, that's not ideal.
The late slide with guys.
And he said he fixed his nutrition or whatever he said in that soundbite, but
that was a new one too.
He was about
that joins the new club of like nutrition. Now we got some new nutrition for the brain. A lot of people are going to want to get some of that.
We know that guy, Maui, is a big hitter, obviously, from down here, but he was about an inch or two lower. That would have been game over.
Well, listen, it all worked out. I'm not doing coulda, woulda, shoulda, and the whole thing. And Mike was dialed in to Tua and the game plan last night from tight ends, who had by far their most productive game they've had. And then on top of that, just getting guys and just everything. And by the way, the play acting fakes to Tua's really good at, really sold them, and then being able to run the football and have Achan, who is quietly, nobody talks about when they talk about great running backs, he doesn't get mentioned with, but he is.
He should.
He is really good, man. He almost broke another one. He is going to break some long ones. It is going to happen. Surprised he didn't have more catches last night. Usually he's got a lot of
catches. Yeah, I was going to say he's a really good receiver, too.
So he's turned himself into obviously a real valuable piece, and now he's alone in the 10-100 meter club. He lost his sidekick.
Well, if you're just waking up this morning, Joe, the news came out about an hour ago that it was worst case scenario for Tyreek. The ligaments were involved in the injury, so he's getting surgery today. One of these Twitter doctors, I don't know if you follow these guys ever, but
no.
I think the guy's a real doctor, pro football doc, says much more than ACL, first of several surgeries. He says, in fact, ACL won't be fixed today. Focus on repair of other ligaments first. No emergency surgery is a good sign for artery nerve damage to be determined.
Yeah. I tried to read some of that stuff last night on all the stuff from a dislocated and getting the whole run of stuff. And listen, it's not good. I think everybody knew that right away by the urgency on the field to make sure, you know, last thing you want is to get really bad news. And, you know, and so they got on it quickly. They've seen these kind of things and respond and get him to a hospital and let the doctors get rolling on this. And
that was I'm not sure I've seen one quite that bad though, man. Like the way they showed, you know, it was right there on the sideline. The camera got it, and I mean that thing was bent in a very unusual way.
We've had some guys tear up their knees pretty good, man. We've had they call it the trifecta. We've had a lot of guys.
That one was like, it was like,
yeah, no, it's
upside
bad.
Down. It was,
it's weird too, man. You see it, a nice throw. He drops it in, and Tyreek right on the sideline could catch it and get out of bounds.
Yeah, sucks because he was going out of bounds too. Such an unnecessary play to dive at the guy's feet.
Anyway,
I don't know, but
all right. I mean, they're
just sucks.
Okay. I get it, man. We're with you. And it's next man up now. It's going to be a bigger role now for Waddle. Waddle is going to be no more second guy. Waddle steps up as the number one guy.
He's got to stay healthy because he's going to get 10 balls a game, right?
He should get close to it. Washington gets a bigger role now, too. His role becomes a lot bigger in this offense. Obviously, using Achan a lot of different ways, but it's still early in the year. And I think you got to rotate the other two backs in there with them. And then, hey, this new weapon, man, this Darren Waller, as long as he can go. And again, I don't want, you know, to overuse him, but in passing situations, he's a real threat, man. Keep him fresh and keep that going. All right, Woody, we got to go to break here, man, with everybody out there. Dolphins, 27-21 win on to Carolina. In just a few days, on the short week now, and with a chance to win that game. If you saw Carolina play against New England and come back home at 2-3, getting ready. Wow, what a week that's going to be, too. Herbert coming back to town, Herbert, Tua. And we'll see as they lost their first game to Giants, and they didn't look great either.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As your Miami Dolphins victorious last night, so we'll do a Fins mix bag as Vlad was boots on the ground. So there's Jaylen Waddle, loves Tyreek Hill. That's his guy.
That's his twin.
That's his twin, dude. He loves him. He loves him. And so he said afterwards he had mixed emotions after the win, but Tyreek going down. Here was Waddle, 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 baby, Waddle.
Yeah, definitely mixed emotions having, you know, one of our captains, leaders, and just the player that means so much to the team, you know. Prayers to him. It's tough. It's just sad, you know, anytime you see someone go down, but a guy, you know, that stature, what he means to the team, what he means to the game of football, just his legacy and everything that he, you know, did in his career is always tough.
You know? Would you say he took it the hardest, Vlad, yesterday in the locker room?
Yeah, I think so. Because he, they asked him, because, you know, reporters come in after talking to other players, so they come in late. So it was like the same question was repeated a couple of times, but it was asked how did he feel and what was Tyreek's remarks to the team. And it was basically the same, you know. He kept it light. He was cracking jokes, making everybody, I guess, feel better about the situation. But it affected him because that's his guy. Like, that's the guy he looked up to. He mentioned that Tyreek's a leader. And we all know that was a question coming into the season. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Leroy is muted.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Lyra.
You don't need to be a captain to be a leader. We need to get over that.
Right. No. Right.
Every leader on your team wasn't a captain. But I would say the fact that Waddle's saying that, and now keep in mind, their relationship, and let's be clear, the relationship you have with your brethren in the same room may be different than the relationship you have throughout the offensive side of the ball. So if you are a wide receiver, Tyreek, all the wide receivers look up to Tyreek because they want what he wants. They want to be able to be explosive like
right.
him. They want to get that money like him. Whereas if you take Tyreek and put him just in the offense, there's other guys who may look at Tyreek and say that you need to be better with this, this, and this. And we all know what those issues were last year at the end of last year, right? But I would say the respect he has in that room is always going to be a lot different, especially to Waddle, because all those other guys have changed. Waddle and Tyreek were the only two that been there from the get-go.
4 years.
And so that is going to be a different relationship just in itself. So that means that when the situation happened at the end of the year, the way Waddle and Tyreek going to talk about it on the side is going to be different than how everybody else goes. So I could understand how he's hurting more than everybody else because their relationship is different. They're together all day. They're in the same room all day. They talking about, you know, football or whatever all day. So that relationship is going to be different. It's just like how my relationship is different with Robert Smith than it is with Randy Moss. Doesn't mean I don't have mad love for Randy Moss, but I was with Robert Smith 8 hours a day, all day. That relationship is different. So I understand why Waddle might be a little more hurt and how he said, no, that dude meant a lot to me. He was a leader to me, right? So, like, just understand that you might get different feelings. I think everybody's upset that he's hurt, right? Don't get me wrong. But what Waddle will say could be a little different than what somebody else would say.
Yeah, like Tyreek Hill could be sitting there joking with everybody else, and then he just brings Waddle in, like, just real close. He goes, I'm in so much pain. It really hurts.
Yeah, exactly. You know what?
Because you're handling
exactly. Exactly.
Because like, Tyreek, you're handling this really well. He goes, I'm in so much pain right now. Don't
the
tell anybody.
The thing that he would say to Waddle is going to be different because they got – it's almost like a brother versus a cousin. You know, you're still family – and you're going to respect that family. But your brother, y'all got a different relationship.
One family member who was super late to the reunion but had a hell of an entrance to the party, Darren Waller.
I knew where that was going.
This was Mike McDaniel on Darren Waller's debut. Buckle up.
I know that you guys were waiting until Waller was totally ready to go. Could you imagine that he would have a debut quite like this, 2 touchdowns?
Yeah. I mean, you don't put in plays or have players play, you know, with the expectation of, you know, anything but their best. I knew he was fully capable, and I just didn't want to, you know, overcook it. He's
it's never stopped before.
It inspires me, and I think it inspires his teammates. You know, a guy that. You know, has a love for the game of football and does the journey to get back, and no one, everybody kind of, I think, empathized, but at the same time, you know, it's tough when you get to a new team and then you're a partial participator, and it takes a while. And, you know, all he's done is everything that he possibly can do and put his best foot forward and has been a phenomenal contributor to our team. But, you know, he's, you know, I think the guys have felt that he's been doing
stop
everything he can.
Stop,
man. It's 2.5. This answers 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
Minutes
check
long.
Check
okay.
this out.
What?
Check this out.
What?
First of all, somebody hit the -1 button.
Oh, I'm hitting it.
Hit it, and I'm going to tell you why.
-1.
Because a week ago, he sounded disgusted with Darren Waller.
Well.
Did he not?
That's a fact.
We were wondering if they were going to cut bait with Darren Waller.
Maybe it was for deception, you know, throwing him
no,
off.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, bro.
Throw him off
hey,
the set.
Wait, he talked too much to be deceptive.
Yeah, your ass is on the form. You can't be talking like that to be deceptive.
Yeah.
He was doing a little show me over here, but I'm really thinking this over here. You know, he goes,
all illusion.
I bet you the Jets came in the last night having no thoughts Darren Waller was going to do anything.
Hell no.
No shot.
No one did.
We're on the same sideline.
They all get the same transcripts. They know what Mike McDaniel said. Mike McDaniel.
Nobody's reading the Mike McDaniel transcripts.
they're very long.
I will say this. His debut was not like OBJ.
Oof.
OBJ looked like he was struggling to run.
No.
Darren Waller was moving.
It was an awesome story. Like, it really is. Look, Darren, I want to apologize. Now,
we're scarred.
We're scarred. We've seen this. We've seen what we thought was this act before. But you apparently, my friend, you marched to a different beat, and you actually did need time to get ready, and you balled out. Although that second touchdown, I thought it could have gone to Julian Hill. I mean, you know.
Did you have Julian Hill anytime touchdown?
You saw me send it out, right? Julian Hill caught one down the sideline.
It was goose.
I said, you know, Julian Hill get ready to score because Waller's not in the game, right?
It's going to be super juicy next week because he was back up to plus 1,100, and now that Waller's caught two touchdowns, there's no he's going to be like plus 2,000 next week. This may be our time.
I mean, yeah. Throw it to your tall guy. And look, here we go. He said, I want to see more. I'm like, dude, he ain't played football in 2 years, and the first thing you get is two touchdowns?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm good. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. I mean, like, right. I understand wanting to see more, but, like, you haven't played in 2 years? Pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
Right.
Very impressive. We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up. If you guys missed it, we had Norman Powell stop by early yesterday. We'll bring that to you as well. As the newest Miami Heat guard was a delight. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome to the show! Feels like a Monday because Dolphins played yesterday, but it's a Tuesday, but we'll give you that Monday-style reaction. Crowder will join us momentarily. He is navigating traffic in New York City, but Solana is here. Jimmy is here. Josh Appel will be joining us today. Rhonda Gadsden will be joining us today. Dolphins get the win. The Jets are terrible. Let's not get it twisted. I can't imagine watching that game as a Jets fan last night. I literally cannot imagine watching that game if you were a Jets fan, because they are terrible and undisciplined. They look the way I imagine we felt week one.
Yes.
Like Jets fans, I think, felt in week four the way we felt in week one, which was, what are you doing out there? And shockingly enough, they were still in it, you know, at the end. You could still see a Tennessee Titans situation happening where they make up 14 points. They got eight of them, and things could have happened. But Dolphins end up with the victory. Tyreek is donezo. That is obviously bad news. That's going to hurt the Dolphins' offense and chances. He was having the game of his season. That was the game. That was the Tyreek we expected to see. Tua and Tyreek, that was what we expected to see all season, which is just Tua eating up defenses and finding an open Tyreek everywhere. And it's exactly what was happening. And now he's going to be gone for the season, maybe next season. It is still Miami FSU week. We're not going to lose track of that. Florida Panthers open 1 week from tonight. 1 week from tonight.
Crazy.
Am I allowed to say, you know, I mean,
don't you know, drag, you know what don't, I'm don't saying, drag right? me. I know what you're saying. Don't drag me down with you. I don't want to get in trouble.
Did we air a Panthers game last night?
We did on 560 WQAM. AM 560 AM.
What's happening here?
There is, I feel comfortable saying that there is a very, very high likelihood you will hear Panthers games on a station affiliated with WQAM.
Well, this one, but I don't understand what, like, I've seen the schedule and I know we're going to be out there Tuesday doing the show. So I'm a little confused as to what the delay is, regardless. Panthers open 1 week from today. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It was weird last night. I felt great, but I temper it all with how bad the Jets looked. And that first drive, man, I don't know who's calling the offense for the Jets. Is it Aaron Glenn?
No. I think he's more of a defensive coach, no?
I don't know. I literally don't know who's calling the offense. That first drive, the Jets shoved it down the Dolphins' throat. They were running forward 6, 7, 8, 9 yards at a clip. The Dolphins could not stop them. And then, of course, they fumble, you know, at the 1 yard line, and everything changes because really we all expected the Jets go up 7-0. I don't know how the game plays out differently if that happens. I know that Aaron Glenn or whoever was calling the offense went away from that, which was confounding to me. The Dolphins defense literally could not stop the Jets moving forward on that first drive. Literally couldn't stop them.
Well, you're not giving
maddening.
You're not giving Anthony Weaver any credit. What are you doing there?
Not on the first drive. On the first drive, I'll give Jack Jones credit.
I'm saying the reason the Jets had to adjust was because of the way Anthony Weaver adjusted. No, I mean, the Dolphins.
Why didn't he adjust during the drive?
I just think the Dolphins were doing a better job of getting to Justin Fields, applying the pressure that we've been asking of them for a long time. And it forced them to sit up in the pocket. And then they're down two scores. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they're up 7-0 after that first drive and they don't fumble, I wonder how differently the game plays out.
Right.
Because it might play out differently because now they've got the lead.
Hawk, it was 10-0. Dolphins forced that fumble right around midfield. And then they don't capitalize. They don't go score. And it feels like the Dolphins should be up 30-0 in the first half. But the Jets get that 50 whatever yard field goal or 60 yard field goal,
which was insane. I'm in better shape than Nick Folk. Did you didn't see it? You didn't see him walking out there with tight jersey on.
I saw him.
And out of shape.
He's fat.
Banging down 50 plus yarders though. Like he's not Nick Folk.
A 58 yarder yesterday, and he is at least 58 pounds overweight. Like and at almost the very 58 least. Years old. But it's 10-3. Jets are getting the ball back, and I'm like, oof, man. Like the Dolphins, outside of that first drive, have dominated this football game, and they're only up a touchdown. Yeah. Only up a touchdown.
So we got it. Darren Waller had the game of his life. I said to Tutties several times on this show, you weren't on for the hour we were on yesterday. Crowder laughed at me. Laughed at me when I suggested betting Darren Waller two touchdowns at plus 3,000. He looked like Jonnu Smith, by the way.
You should have put it in. And Tobin and I have never been more wrong in my entire life about a guy making his debut. Ever. In my entire life, I have never been more wrong because Tobin was trying to convince me on Darren Waller anytime touchdown. He's like, hey, red zone target, why not? The Dolphins need somebody to throw to. And I just poo-pooed the entire thing. I'm like, this guy's not going to do anything. We didn't even know if he was available 5 days ago. He looked great.
I thought it was going to be an OBJ situation because Appel had texted me and he's like, what do you, he's like, talk me out of betting Darren Waller over 10 and a half yards receiving. And I'm like, it's never going to happen. Even though I'd said two tutties on the air, I said, it's never going to happen. You watched OBJ and you watched Mike Gesicki. Remember, he was so quiet. The first season of Mike McDaniel, Mike Gesicki was super quiet in the preseason. You're like, oh, they'll unveil him. And I was like, it's never going to happen. Like, he's just not going to be part of the offense. That first touchdown grab was something special,
bro,
man.
That was no joke. That's one of the best touchdown grabs of the season in the NFL. To get that second leg down, Hawk, they had a Darren Waller package. I don't know, like, how broad the package was, like, how many plays specifically, but he came out on the field. He lined up on the outside, like, close to the hash marks, and then they put him in motion as Tua hiked the ball, and he ran 10 yards, just ran, like, a little in pattern, and Tua hit him right across the middle of the field on his first play on the field. They had a Waller package.
Correct, but I thought that was designed. I thought it was, hey, first play, we're going to feed you the ball on the first play. And then I thought that would be it. And obviously, he's going to be a target. And he should be, by the way, based on that first touchdown catch. He should be a target. The hell with Ollie Gordon. Everything goes to Darren Waller.
Did you see Tua throw Ollie Gordon a pass and he got lit the hell up in the middle of the field?
We have breaking news that affects our show. Breaking news. Do we have any breaking news music, Jimmy? Do you know where it is?
Oh, yeah.
The Angels are moving on from Ron Washington.
What?
I say the Angels are moving on from Ron Washington. Obviously, we're all big Ron Washington fans.
Forget the Dolphins' Monday Night Football victory.
I mean, let that marinate for a second.
What was he doing with the Angels?
Who has said all season long, ride the Tua rushing overs? Cashed again last night.
I rode with you.
Yes. 4 for 4.
It was at half. Hawk, it was at half yesterday. Half a yard.
4 for 4. Well, it was a half yard. I put it in at a half yard. He barely got a yard on that scramble, if you want to call it a scramble. But then he actually got 5 or 6 yards, and he got lit up. That was a dirty play by the Jets. That was a dirty play. He slid just like a quarterback is supposed to do. And if, like, to me, that was almost suspension worthy, because if a quarterback is like, that wasn't one of those fake slides that fakes out a defense, the defensive player gets caught in the middle. Like, he slid, textbook quarterback slide, and that Jets player went right for the helmet. regardless, Dolphins got the dub. We're going to celebrate it. Enjoy it. That Jets team, if they can put together two wins this season, it's going to be a miracle. Because they were straight up garbage. They had 6,000 yards in penalties. I don't know if you saw it. 124 penalties for 6,000 yards.
Crazy, man. Just like the most undisciplined football team I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like ever. We thought our team was undisciplined in the first game. We ain't got nothing on Aaron Glenn's Jets. That's the most undisciplined team I've ever seen. It was crazy.
Thank God for the New York football Jets. Thank God. Because just when you think the Dolphins are a dumpster fire, just when you think they're the laughing stock of the NFL, a good old-fashioned Jets beatdown will give you life.
As somebody puts on the AOL Instant Messenger chat there on the video room, Hawk probably thinks the Dolphins are contenders now. Well, how could you say otherwise after that performance?
Bro, they might be 500 at the end of October. I'll ride with you.
Listen, they're road favorites next week. You know who road favorites are? Tough teams. Teams that are tough to beat. You're a favorite on the road when you're a tough football team. That's what the Dolphins are. All right, let's do headlines here. And Crowder will join us from New York when he makes it through traffic. And we will meander through a reactionary Tuesday. And then we'll kind of segue tomorrow into Canes FSU. And we'll have a big weekend of football with Canes in Tallahassee and the Dolphins in Carolina. Dolphins are 1-point favorites over Solana's Bryce Young-led Carolina Panthers. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Bryce Young sucks.
You changed your tune.
I've been trying to ride the Bryce Young train. I've been trying to join the Bryce's Right Brigade, but man, does he suck. I've watched two Carolina Panthers games, Hawk.
He's bad.
He's not a good quarterback.
Like, you just want your quarterback to instill some sort of confidence, and he doesn't.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Just the way that he carries himself. I don't know. I do not like him. Part of it's because he's small, but Kyler Murray's small, and he walks around like a little Randy Moeller.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, Kyler Murray will go make a play. Bryce Young waits to his team is down 3 scores in the fourth quarter, and then he's like, oh, let me turn it on.
Right.
No, turn it on now. All right, let me give you the Tyreek Hill update, the official Tyreek Hill update from Ian Rapoport.
Not good.
He has torn multiple ligaments in his dislocated knee, including his ACL, so that'll end his season. He had surgery today. He posted a video from the surgery bed giving a shout-out to all the fans who have been supporting him. And then Ian Rapoport posted a few minutes ago, with surgery today, it's possible that Tyreek will undergo additional surgeries. There is no guarantee he'll be ready for 2026. And he adds, not that, you know, this really matters right now, but none of his 2026 salary is guaranteed now. But $11 million of $29.9 becomes fully guaranteed if he's on the roster in March, plus a $5 million roster bonus.
Yeah, Dolphins are going to have some decisions to make when it comes to Tyreek. It's very possible he's played his last game in a Dolphins uni. But man, those unis looked good.
Did you like the aura from the Finns yesterday?
I did. I think it works in a night game, and I think it works once a season. I was talking to Lori as I'm watching the game, and I'm like, I don't think I could watch this, you know, every week. But for one primetime game, I thought it looked pretty badass.
It's black, though. It's not blue.
It is not blue. Because the first thing Lori said to me was, she goes, oh, they're wearing black unis. And I'm like, well, no, they say it's blue. But, you know, figure it out on your own.
now that it's coming past, we can put it to bed. The end zones might have been a little blue. Those uniforms were black. I don't care what anybody says.
Did you like them? I liked them.
Yeah, I think it looks cool. I like that type of stuff. Give me the like the alternates every year, whatever funky. I know everybody hated
those Thursday colorways that look like highlighters.
The creamsicles. Everybody hated the creamsicles. I happen to love the creamsicles. I think the Dolphins' best alternate look ever is Monday Night Football against the Patriots. I think in 2004, 2002, in like their traditional orange jersey. Like, I think that looks fire.
Yeah.
So I love this stuff. I thought it looked awesome. I thought the end zones looked awesome as well.
Yeah, I thought it was even I have to tell you, not that this matters at all, when they do like the exterior shots of Hard Rock Stadium.
Looks badass.
It's badass, man. Those spires, they're badass.
Super.
Who
I don't
needs
know what
a winning
is.
Football? Who needs playoff wins when you've got four light up spires surrounding your field?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.